Winter Field Day, an annual opportunity to help amateur radio operators improve their preparedness for disasters and enhance their operational abilities, is set for the last full weekend in January. This 14th edition of WFD will be held Saturday, January 25th and Sunday, January 26, 2025, and the local event will be held at the Bullitt County Horsemen's Association Arena on Mill Creek Road. The winter months present unique challenges for operating, including shorter days, the potential for freezing temperatures, snow, ice, and other hazards. The annual Winter Field Day exercise is not a contest but a practical field exercise designed to push your emergency preparedness skills to the limit and test your capabilities in diverse and demanding conditions. By setting up a station away from the comforts of home, you can significantly enhance your readiness for disasters and improve your operating skills in challenging environments. Field Day Antenna: the lessons learned during Winter Field Day and the ability to adapt and overcome sudden obstacles can be invaluable during unexpected emergencies. The aim is to boost your confidence and make you a better operator during adverse conditions, while the purpose of WFD is to practice your skills in unfavorable weather. Safety must remain the top priority. All operators are advised to take extra care when working in extreme conditions. While many operators in the South enjoy mild weather, those in the North should exercise caution around snow and ice. Anna and James at a previous field day stay alert by monitoring weather forecasts for sudden changes and have a plan to relocate or cease operations if conditions become unsafe. These considerations are crucial for the effective planning and execution of your operations. As we embark on another year of the Winter Field Day exercise, we encourage you to use this event to hone your skills as an amateur radio operator. Above all, remember to enjoy Winter Field Day, stay safe, have fun, make new friends, and create lasting memories. Southeast Amateur Radio Association details on the local event as in the past, the Statesboro Amateur Radio Society, STARS, and the Southeastern Amateur Radio Association, SARA, have teamed up to participate in Winter Field Day. Jointly, we will set up at the Bullitt County Horsemen's Association Arena, 501 Mill Creek Road off US 301, north of Statesboro. Operating times have changed, and the event has been extended beyond 24 hours. The 30-hour operational period starts at 1600 UTC, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, the 25th, and ends at 2159 Coordinated Universal Time, 4:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sunday, the 26th. Another change allows additional setup time. Stations may begin setting up no earlier than 1600 Coordinated Universal Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Friday, January 24th. However, cumulative setup time shall not exceed 12 hours. Plans are to set up at least two stations and possibly more utilizing long wire loops, dipoles and vertical antennas. Operators have the option of staying at the arena during the duration of the event or working in shifts. Statesboro Amateur Radio Society. It's expected to be on the cold side this weekend, Buddy Horn, AJ4BH, said, with Saturday's high in the upper 40s falling to the mid-20s Saturday night. It should be a bit warmer Sunday with a high in the mid-50s. Not ideal weather conditions, but this is why we practice our skills to be able to effectively overcome adverse conditions and be prepared to respond when called upon. It looks like the snow is behind us, but it would have been interesting if it had held off until this weekend. Stars and Sarah will be guests on East Georgia's morning show broadcast live at 8 a.m. on 106.5 The Boro and Eagle 94.9. For an hour, representatives of both groups will talk to hosts Brian Steele and Travis Bilger about Winter Field Day in particular, other club activities and amateur radio in general. John working the airwaves for those who won't be able to listen to the live radio broadcast. Below is a website to hear the program. https://streamdb9web.securenetsystems.net/cirruscontent/wpmx and click on the CD image, then click the play button to listen live. Although this is a joint function of the Statesboro Amateur Radio Society and the Southeastern Amateur Radio Association, all area amateur radio operators are invited to stop by and join in. You don't have to be a member of either organization. Members of the public are also invited to come by to get an insight into amateur radio, take control of one of the transmitters, and make contacts live on the air.